We're with Elizabeth Esty, who is the congresswoman from Connecticut's beautiful, and I do mean beautiful, 5th District, and she's been in office since 2013. Let's go back to the prospect of taking the House of Representatives. Got a lot of seats you got to do, but there are an awful lot of your Republican colleagues, not that you're a Republican, but Republicans who are resigning, getting out. What's that about?
Well, there are 24 seats net have to switch from Republican to Democratic in order for Democrats to have the majority in the House. That is not easy, but I think it's doable. And I will tell you who thinks that's going to happen. I think we're up to 41 now. Last count I heard, I've got to double check, but I think it's 41 Republicans who have announced they're not running for re-election in the House. 41. Now, some of those are deeply Republican seats, but many of them are leaving because they believe that they're going to be in the minority party and they don't want to be in the House with this president if that happens. And they're voting with their choice. They are revealing their choice when they choose not to run for re-election. So I think they're placing that bet that there's a high likelihood, or at least a decent likelihood. And I suspect by the time, we don't know yet the outcome of this Pennsylvania special election at the time you and I are speaking, certainly the president's behavior earlier this week is indicative of concerns that that seat, deeply Republican seat, is going to flip for the first time in a long time.
Or even come close, which would be dangerous.
Or even come close, which again, and I'll give you an example. That happened in Connecticut. We had a special election a couple of weeks ago for a state representative seat that had been held by the Republicans for 40 years, and it was won by a Democrat. You know, so I think we are seeing that around the country, a lot of energy on the Democratic side, and frankly, not a lot of enthusiasm on the Republican side. And Alan, that may... To you and to me and to the listeners, to your wonderful show, that has some resonance with 2006 in more than one way. Because remember, the economy was going really well, right, in 2006. But the issue became not the economy. The issue became the war. And I think there's a real possibility that the issue this year in 2018 is going to be, to some extent, a referendum on this president. And to some extent, a referendum on some very important issues that people feel the Republican Party under this president has gotten deeply wrong. Immigration, guns, choice, and some other issues that they just feel the Republican Party has gotten really off the rails. And we need to have a course correction.
Let's talk about infrastructure, Elizabeth Esty. You're an expert in transportation. You're an expert in infrastructure. Any chance that this president will start to spend appropriately other than putting everything back on the states and the localities to fund everything?
I would love to have him lean in hard on real funding. And I have asked the White House to do that. And so have a number of my Republican colleagues have done so. Not seeing that. Frankly, I'm not seeing that at all. So I'm not terribly optimistic, but I'm going to keep pushing because it's what needs to happen. And it was, let's be clear, this was a core commitment of the president, was to do big things on infrastructure and to make big things happen. And you just can't do that by pushing it down on local governments and state governments that are already cash strapped. That's not going to happen. So it's going to take leadership from the president, I think, if we're going to get real votes in the House and Senate for the kind of level of funding we really need to address those needs all over America. And remember, a pothole doesn't have a party affiliation. It doesn't. It's just a pothole that might break your axle or at least make you have to get your tires realigned. So there's a lot to be gained, and I hear about it every day. I hear about it every day at home. Business community is one of their top concerns. And Connecticut just released a report, a blue ribbon report on the path forward for the state. And it was one of their top issues, too, was transportation, that we need real investment. So, again, this is a bipartisan issue. I'm going to keep at it however long it takes with whoever is willing to be at the table.
Elizabeth Esty, let's go from domestic to North Korea. You know, there are many of us who say, good, if this works out, that would be great. Where are you on this?
I do not want to see North Korea with nuclear weapons that they can use on South Korea, on Japan, or on the U.S. So I think we have to be open-minded on this issue, and I think we all have to wish support for anything that can reduce that risk of nuclear conflict with, and get nuclear weapons out of the hands of the North Koreans. It is unorthodox, to say the least. The big prize in foreign policy is getting the president to come to you, right? The president of the United States. That's particularly true if you're someone like the president of North Korea. Kim Jong-un is salivating for this. So, which is why you hear so many people deeply concerned that that would be offered and promised without any conditions. Seems like the White House is backtracking. So again, the proof is going to be in the pudding. We will see what happens. But genuinely, earnestly, for the American people, I have to wish the president success on this. We all do, because this is an existential threat for North Korea and potentially for the West Coast of the United States. This is not a country where we want to have nuclear weapons. So we do need to be earnestly engaged in diplomacy as well as very tough sanctions and holding them to account for proliferation, which they're involved in, too. So that is a real concern. We're seeing evidence of their supplying material in places like Iran and for Hezbollah, and that's deeply concerning. So that needs to be on the table as well.
2 minutes to go, and I want to talk to you about DACA. What are you seeing in your district? Are there people who ICE is picking up? Are people worried? We know there's a whole brouhaha about the sanctuaries, and seems that the Trump, who once said he wanted to see the DACA people stay, has reversed himself on this one, too.
Well, we certainly have got very active DACA folks in my district, some students who are really national leaders, and they are very worried. And it's getting hard to get or keep jobs because they're being told by employers, like, listen, I don't know what your status is going to be in the next 6 months. I don't know if I can extend a contract for you. So that's deeply concerning, and it's offensive. These are, you know, young people for whom this is the only country that they know. We are also seeing ICE picking people up, and they're not DACA people. These are folks who have come over, sometimes as teenagers, they're not in the DACA category, but who are married to American citizens, have started businesses, paying taxes, U.S.-born children, own homes, and those folks are getting picked up. And this is why we're seeing so much support from communities in places like New Britain and in Avon and in Farmington and in the Danbury area, in New Milford and New Fairfield, because these are folks, people had no idea that their next-door neighbor, who they've known for a decade, who is the soccer coach for their kids, we've already had some people deported. And it is heartbreaking, and it's frustrating when we do have bad apples. We do have MS-13. That's where the drug activity, the gun activity, the folks who are in the country illegal and engaged in dangerous illegal activity, they should be the focus of law enforcement. They should be the focus of ICE. And it is maddening to me that folks who have been living and keeping their noses clean and being, you know, model members of the community for a decade or more are now getting ripped away from their families. And the resources are not being directed to the folks who really do pose a risk to us and should be expelled from the country.
I have so much respect for you, Elizabeth Esty. So thank you very much for spending all this time with us. We always appreciate it when your turn comes around, and it's always great to talk to you. So thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Ellen, and take care and keep the faith. Spring is going to come. It is.
We can only hope. We can only hope. Thanks
take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.